天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，很高兴我们在天路导向节目相遇，我是主持人何晨星。朋友们，其实我们每个人都很自我，尤其是在家中被父母长辈宠爱的一代人。在信主后，我们如何才能跳出自我的小圈子来顺服神的带领呢？今天麦克牧师将和我们分享亚伯拉罕献以撒的经历，我们要看看神如何考验亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕又是如何回应神的呼召的。
Hello, our listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你。
We are glad that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴你收听这个节目。
We are coming very close to concluding our series of messages on the life of Abraham.
我们讲亚伯拉罕的生平已近尾声了。
And I want to begin by telling you about a well-known fact.
首先，我想告诉你一件大家都知道的事实。
And that is that all of the ancient gods and the goddesses and their modern manifestations have one common message.
古今中外的满天神佛都传达着一个共同的信息。
That message is one word.
这信息只有一个中心。
Self.
就是自我。
Whether you turn this message sideways or upside down,
无论你将这信息如何的千变万化，
Whether you dress it up in religious dress or put it in a secular suit,
无论你把它用宗教或世俗的外衣如何的去包装，
Whether you cover it up or you display it,
无论你将它隐藏或是公开，
Whether you look at it in its essence or in one of its many forms,
无论你从它的本质或是从它许多形态中之一来看，
The goddess of self is at the core of all rebellion.
将自我神化是一切反叛的核心。
The goddess of self is at the very root of all unbelief.
将自我神化是一切不信的根源。
Self is often frantically tried to unseat the living God from his rightful place in our lives.
自我总是想尽办法要把神从我们生命中应有的地位上赶下来。
Self is forever demanding our allegiance.
自我永远要求我们对他忠诚。
Demanding our time.
要求我们的时间。
Demanding our energy.
要求我们的精力。
Self is forever demanding our money.
自我也总是要求我们的金钱。
And our attention.
以及我们的注意力。
A modern day prophetess of the religion of self said the following.
一位崇尚自我宗教的现代女先知说，
The most pleasurable journey you can take is through yourself.
最开心的旅程就是能随心所欲。
The only sustaining love involvement is with yourself.
唯一持久的爱就是对自己的爱。
When you look back in your life and try to figure out where you have been and where you're going,
当你回顾你的一生，想想看你曾何去何从。
She continues to say, when you examine all that closely,
她接着又说，当你仔细思考，
What you really find out is that the only person that matters is yourself.
你会发现最重要的就是你自己。
End of quote.
这就是他所说的。
As this religion of self is constantly preached throughout the movies and through television,
这个崇尚自我的宗教不断借着电影和电视来传播信息。
you will find that even churchgoers have developed a sentimental type of self-centered Christianity.
你会发现，甚至在某些基督徒的心中，也因着感情用事而形成一套自我中心的基督教信仰。
Because of the incredible impact of this type of message of divine self.
因为这种将自我神化的信息就像一股难以想象的浪潮冲击着我们。
Today's Christians have shaped an image of God that is more like self than the God of the Bible.
以至于在今天基督徒的心目中塑造出一种神的形象更像自我而不像圣经里的神。
Yet God's design and God's desire is for Christians to have a true biblical perspective.
然而神的计划及神的旨意是要基督徒遵从圣经的真理。
God's design and God's desire is for us to know him as he has revealed himself to us.
神的计划及神的旨意是要我们按照他所启示的来认识他。
And not the way that we would like him to be.
并不是我们自己心目中所塑造的神。
God's design and God's desire is that we may know him, love him, and worship him.
神的计划及他的旨意是要我们认识他、爱他并敬拜他。
Even if we don't understand all that he does.
纵使我们不明白他所做的一切。
God's design and God's desire is for us to obey him and to trust him.
神的计划及他的旨意是要我们顺服和信靠他。
Even when his ways and means are not fathomable to our puny brains.
纵使我们小小的头脑不能测透神做事的方法。
For those who are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，
We are coming very close to the end of the study of the life of Abraham.
我们研究亚伯拉罕的生平已接近尾声了。
Today we are going to find that God puts Abraham to the test.
今天我们要来看看神如何考验亚伯拉罕。
It is a test that we do not fully comprehend.
这个考验我们无法完全明了。
A test that we cannot fully understand.
这个考验我们无法完全理解。
But it is a test that has magnificent results.
但是这个考验却有伟大而高贵的结果。
Today, Abraham graduates with a spiritual doctorate of philosophy.
如今亚伯拉罕终于可以毕业，取得属灵的博士学位。
Abraham passed elementary school when he finally left Haran and went to Bethel.
当年亚伯拉罕毅然离开哈兰去伯特利时，等于是小学毕业。
Then he passed the middle school and the adolescent years when he came out of Egypt.
当他离开埃及时，就好像进入青春期，刚刚初中毕业。
Then he graduated from high school when he let his nephew Lot go his own way.
当他让侄儿罗德自由选择他所要走的方向时，亚伯拉罕算是从高中毕业了。
In college, Abraham learned that do-it-yourself type religion was useless and painful.
在属灵的大学里，亚伯拉罕领悟到，在信仰上一切靠自己，不但徒劳无功，而且是极其痛苦的。
So after graduating from college, he went through 13 years of spiritual slump.
因此，当他从大学毕业后，他经历了13年属灵的低潮。
In postgraduate school, he went through the test of letting Ishmael and Hagar go.
后来他接受硕士班考试，也就是让以实玛利和夏甲离开他。
And today we see Abraham finally coming through his comprehensive examination with flying colors.
今天我们要看亚伯拉罕经历最后的考验，并获得了极优异的成绩。
Turn with me to Genesis 22 and verse 1.
请翻到创世纪二十二章第一节。
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
What is after these things?
这些事以后指的是什么呢？
Everything in Abraham's life has been building up to this moment of testing.
过去亚伯拉罕生命中所遭遇的一切都是要装备他接受这一刻的考验。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着。
There is no doubt that God wants to mature his people.
神要他的子民不断长进，趋向成熟，这是无可置疑的。
And the way he does that,
他使用的方法就是
by permitting testing in our lives.
容许我们生命里有考验。
Now, if I was in charge and not God, I would exempt all Christians from trials and testing.
如果由我来代替神做决定的话，我会免除一切基督徒的考验。
I would have spared believers any trouble.
我会免去基督徒所有的烦恼。
My reasoning would be this simple.
我的理由很简单。
We would win more friends that way.
这样我们可以广得人心，有更多的朋友。
We could win more disciples that way.
有更多的人成为门徒。
It was Saint Teresa who was quoted to have said to the Lord,
特蕾莎修女曾经这样对主祷告说，
If that is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few.
如果这就是你对待朋友之道，难怪你的朋友寥寥无几。
Again, my friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请再留心听着。
A trouble-free life is not the way God matures his saints.
没有烦恼的生命不能使圣徒成熟。
We must go through the valley of testing in order to get to the mountain of triumph.
我们必须经历考验的低谷，才能达到胜利的高峰。
We must go through Gethsemane in order to experience the resurrection.
我们必须先经过克西马尼园，才会有死而复活的经历。
We must endure the cross if we are to receive the crown.
我们必须忍受过十字架的痛苦，才可以接受荣耀的冠冕。
Testing is not a strange thing for the saints of God.
对神的圣徒来说，考验不足为怪。
Many Christians have grown comfortable and filled with false sentimentality about the Christian faith.
许多基督徒在舒适的环境中成长，他们的信心只是些虚幻的感情。
They talk about loving God and yet are not willing to give up anything, let alone everything, for Him.
他们谈论如何爱神，却不愿意为神放弃任何事物，更别提全然奉献了。
For Abraham, everything was a five-letter word.
对亚伯拉罕来说，他所有的一切就是
Isaac,
以撒
Isaac, the child of promise.
以撒是神应许给他的儿子。
Isaac, the child of his old age.
以撒是他年老时所生的儿子。
Isaac, the hope of his future.
以撒是他对未来的希望。
Isaac, the treasure of his life.
以撒是他生命的珍宝。
Isaac, the child for whom Abraham waited 25 years.
以撒是亚伯拉罕等了25年才生下的儿子。
In verse 1 of chapter 22, after all these things.
在创世纪22章第一节说，这些事以后。
You see, Abraham must have focused on Isaac so much.
要知道，这时的亚伯拉罕必定是将一切注意力都集中在以撒身上。
Abraham must have poured all of his hopes and dreams and aspiration on Isaac.
亚伯拉罕将所有的希望、梦想和期盼都寄托在以撒身上。
Abraham must have been obsessed with Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的全副心思都被以撒占据了。
Abraham must have made an idol out of Isaac.
亚伯拉罕甚至把以撒当作他心中的偶像。
Let me tell you a fact.
让我告诉你一件事实。
God does not like to be in second place.
神不喜悦人把他放在第二位上。
Either he is in the first place or he is in no place at all.
他要不是居首位，就是毫无地位。
Someone said to me years ago,
几年前有人对我说，
I cannot comprehend that God would ask anyone to do such a terrible thing.
我不能理解神怎么会叫人做那么恐怖的事。
I understood how he felt. Who wouldn't?
我明白他的感受，谁不觉得恐怖呢？
But my answer to him was this.
但我的答案是，
Abraham lived at a time when human sacrifice was accepted.
亚伯拉罕所处的社会，以人为祭牲是当时的风俗。
It was a common practice among the pagan nations that surrounded him.
在他周围那些不信真神的民族当中，这是很惯常的做法。
What Abraham did not know was that his God would not require him to offer his son as a burnt offering like the other gods.
亚伯拉罕并不知道，神其实不是要求他将自己的儿子烧为祭牲，就像拜其他神的宗教仪式那样。
Abraham did not know that his God was only testing him.
亚伯拉罕并不知道，神只是想考验他。
Listen to what God said.
听听神怎么样说。
Take your son.
你带着你的儿子。
Your only son.
就是你独生的儿子。
Isaac.
以撒。
Whom you love.
你所爱的。
And go to the region of Moriah.
往摩利亚地去。
Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
I cannot imagine any knife that could cut any deeper in a father's heart like these words.
我很难想象这些话刺透一位父亲的心所造成的创伤有多深。
But what is truly amazing here is that there is no evidence that Abraham argued with God.
但很奇怪，这里完全没有提到亚伯拉罕和神有任何的争论。
Any one of us would have said many things.
如果是我们，任何人都会有许多话要说。
Wait a minute, Lord.
主啊，慢着。
Do you know what you are saying?
你知道你说什么吗？
This is the son of promise.
这可是你应许给我的儿子啊。
Lord, I have 1,000 rams. I give them all to you.
主啊，我有1,000只羊，全部都献给你。
Lord, I have thousands of heads of cattle. They all are yours. Take them.
主啊，我有1,000头牛，全都给你，你拿去吧。
Or, Lord, take me. I have lived all these years. Take my life instead.
或者说，主啊，让我来吧，我活得够久了，用我的命顶替他吧。
Lord, do you understand the implication here?
主啊，你到底明不明白其中的含义啊？
Lord, your promise will go down the drain.
主啊，你的应许岂不是付诸东流了吗？
Lord, your reputation will be marred in the land.
主啊，你的名誉会受到损害啊。
Lord, my testimony will be tarnished forever.
主啊，我为你所做的见证从此就失色了。
Yet none of that seemed to be Abraham's response.
然而事实上，亚伯拉罕并没有这样反应。
Abraham's response was that of submission.
亚伯拉罕的反应只是顺服。
Abraham's response was that of obedience.
亚伯拉罕的反应就是服从。
What was his secret?
他的秘诀是什么？
Abraham, at this point of his life, had learned not to limit God with human experience.
亚伯拉罕在人生这个阶段已经学会了不以人的经验来限制神。
I don't want you to overlook the little detail of the fact that it was a 3 days journey.
我希望你不要忽视这短短3天的旅程。
It is one thing to be assigned a distasteful task and be able to get it out of the way quickly.
如果你被派去执行一件令人讨厌的任务，最好就是尽快解决它。
And it is quite another thing to have to stretch the distasteful task out over a long period of time.
否则，如果将那令人讨厌的任务拖延下去的话，就会更痛苦。
We do not know how Abraham handled the inner pain during those 3 days.
我们不知道亚伯拉罕在这3天里如何处理他内心的痛苦。
We don't know the level of anguish during those 3 days that must have felt like 3 years.
我们不知道这3天里亚伯拉罕的焦虑达到什么程度， 他很可能度日如年。
When they got to the bottom of the mountain, Abraham told the two servants something very curious.
当他们到达山脚时，亚伯拉罕对两个仆人说了些很古怪的话。
Verse 5 of chapter 22 of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪二十二章第五节。
Let us read it.
让我们读出。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
You notice Abraham used the word we.
你留意亚伯拉罕用我们这样的字眼吗？
Abraham knew that if Isaac died, he would have been resurrected from the dead.
亚伯拉罕知道，就算以撒死了，他必定会从死里复活过来。
Abraham believed that the God who rejuvenated Sarah's dead womb would bring Isaac back to life.
亚伯拉罕相信神既然能够恢复撒拉生育的能力，他必定能使以撒复活。
Abraham believed that both of them would come back to the servants.
亚伯拉罕相信他们两人必定会回到仆人那里。
And that is how strong his faith in God had become.
这就看出如今亚伯拉罕对神的信心如何的坚定了。
And here perhaps we can observe from the human perspective,
或者让我们从人类的角度来看,
how both the father and the son must have felt when the son hung on the cross in Calvary.
当神的儿子被挂在加略山的十字架上时, 天父与神子有何感受呢?
And I want you to tune in next time, and I'll tell you all about this relationship between Abraham and the cross of Christ.
请你下次继续收听，我会告诉你亚伯拉罕和基督十字架的关系。
I don't want you to miss this very important last message.
请不要错过最后一个非常重要的信息。
I will look forward to speaking to you in the next broadcast.
我期待着下次节目再和你谈话。
Until the next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。其实自我包括了很多方面，包括了时间上、精力上、金钱上、注意力上等等，各方面都随心所欲，这就是对自我的一个体现。从亚伯拉罕忠诚地献以撒为祭的经历，让我们学到宝贵的属灵功课，真的是老来得子的亚伯拉罕要经历怎样的内心挣扎，最终他还是愿意顺服神的带领，抛弃自我，顺服神在他和以撒身上美好的旨意和计划。神的计划和神的旨意是要基督徒遵从圣经的真理，神的计划及神的旨意是要我们按照他所启示的来认识他，并不是我们自己心中所塑造的神。这确实给我们一个很好的提醒。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友 .net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友 .net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
今在永在，圣洁到万代，亘古不变，直 到永远。愿在万有之前，你荣耀充满彰显，在永恒中你慈爱公义已掌权。你昔在今在永在，慈爱永不更改，亘古不变，直到永远。远在创世之前，我一梦就数拣选，来彰显你荣耀在基督里面。圣洁主，完全救赎。你昔在今在永在，圣洁到万代，亘古不变。你荣耀充满彰显，在永恒中你慈爱公义已掌权。你昔在今在永在，慈爱永不更改，亘古不变，直到永远。愿在创世之前，救赎拣选，来彰显你荣耀在基督里面。我敬拜，我尊重，我全然不服，用心灵真理敬拜我。创世之前，我一梦就数拣选，来彰显你荣耀。